From NPR News in Washington, I'm John Stempin. Traditional drumming greeted President Barack Obama, the First Lady, and their daughters in Ghana's capital Friday. This is the president's first official visit to sub-Saharan Africa since his inauguration in January. NPR's Ophabia Quistarkton reports.
The first family emerged from Air Force One to a collective cry of joy and welcome, Akwaba. Ghanaians are delighted to be hosting America's president, Mrs. Obama, Malia, and Sasha. During their 24-hour Ghana visit, the Obamas will tour a slave fort in Cape Coast, a poignant reminder of the transatlantic slave trade and the millions of Africans who were shackled and sent against their will to the New World. Many African Americans consider the pilgrimage to the former slave coast a homecoming. President Obama is also to deliver a major Africa foreign policy speech. He said he chose to visit Ghana because of its record of good governance. Ophabia Quistarkton, NPR News, Accra.
A government report filed by five different inspectors general says the Bush-era domestic spying program was a lot bigger than anyone on the outside imagined. The report also concludes there was too little legal oversight. Much remains to be learned about the program, however, because it's still highly classified. The watchdog report says the program may not have been particularly effective, and much of the intelligence the program gathered was not timely, detailed, or easy to use. The New York Times first reported the domestic spying program in 2005 and drew a rebuke from then-President George W. Bush. General Motors emerged from bankruptcy Friday with its CEO promising an end to business as usual. From member station WDET, Sarah Swick reports.
CEO Fritz Henderson says the new GM comes out of bankruptcy a leaner company that will be able to make quick decisions. The company will retain only four brands and is in the midst of reducing its workforce by over 30%. Some leadership positions will also change hands. While Henderson is staying on as CEO, former AT&T CEO Edward Whitaker takes over as chairman. Whitaker says the new GM will be a smaller but better company.
For 100 years, General Motors was among the world's greatest companies. It deserves to be there again, and it will be there again.
Whitaker and Henderson say the new GM will repay its government loans as quickly as possible. They say the only way to ensure returns to U.S. and Canadian taxpayers, who own a combined 72% of the new GM, is to make the company profitable as soon as possible. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Swick in Detroit.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says progress is being made in lifting the economy out of recession. Republican critics say the rising unemployment rate is proof the $787 billion stimulus plan has not helped reverse the effects of the recession. On the New York Mercantile Exchange, the price of crude oil finished below $60 a barrel, falling more than 10% this week. This is NPR News. For the thousands of vendors who do business with the state of California, Saturday is an ominous day. On Saturday, most banks will stop honoring IOUs issued by the state since it ran out of money. California is locked in a bitter debate over the state budget. California is short more than $26 billion. On Friday, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger met with members of both parties. During a break in the talks, Democrats and Republicans said they were optimistic about an eventual settlement. Colorado, New Mexico, and Texas are applying for federal funds to study the possibility of a high-speed rail system from Texas to Colorado. From member station KDNK in Carbondale, Colorado, Conrad Wilson reports.
The high-speed rail would travel from El Paso through New Mexico to Denver. Currently, travelers can't get from Albuquerque to Denver without changing trains in either Los Angeles or Chicago. On Friday, the three states applied for up to $5 million from the Federal Railroad Administration to fund a study on the project. Colorado Governor Bill Ritter says high-speed rail would help transportation throughout the region.
High-speed rail has long been a conversation here in this state, and this would provide the funding to keep pushing this from concept to reality.
President Obama has made high-speed rail part of the stimulus package, creating a strategic plan and allocating $13 billion. Congress is investing in 11 high-speed rail corridors nationwide. So far, 10 have been named. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Carbondale, Colorado.
Native North Americans and Aboriginals are in New Jersey this weekend for a celebration. The festival seeks to keep alive Native traditions with young people, and organizers say they want to highlight their rich original cultures. I'm John Stempin, NPR News in Washington.